And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Roots, Ego, a Go-Go. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Roots and a track from their new album, Tony. They brought out two albums in a year.
Wow.
I know. They're like the Anglo-Japanese Beatles. That was some Anglo-Japanese garage there. Now, their new album, I think, is called Dirty Needles and Pins. That was a track called Ego, a Go-Go. And this album is one of those that... It's a tale of two sides, Tony. It's like an old-fashioned vinyl album where one side is very different to the other. So the first side, which that track is taken from, is more straightforward garage rock, garage punk, and then the B-side's a lot more psychedelic. But for some reason, when I got the album download, I only got every other track.
Ooh.
Now, why would that be? Why would I only have got 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 and 11, I wonder?
No idea.
Me neither. It's some kind of Anglo-Japanese conspiracy. I don't know how many times I'll say Anglo-Japanese during this show, Tony.
Don't know.
I don't either. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is The Roots Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheRootsJP
Facebook.com/TheRoots
Huh.
As simple as that. TheRoutes. Some people in the States might call it The Routes, but then they can't say tomato, so they shut up. Now, we will be playing another track from that album in the next few weeks. This is one of those shows when we're playing lots of bands we haven't played before. One or two we have played before, where we're playing a track or a second track from an album that's come out this year. So it's all brand new stuff other than the one bang in the middle that's not very old either. Information you probably didn't need. So information you do need, however, Tony, it being Paulie B and Internet One, Tony Neil, is that I have some additional material for you. Now, if you have a poem for me, please do email paulieb at punkyradio.com. That's Paulie B, P-A-U-L-Y-B. I'm being asked to say that. Titling your email Poetry Corner. You have a joke for me, titled the email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Fred did, Tony.
Okay,
it's cool. Always lovely to hear from Fred, and I wonder whether we'll hear from him later in the show.
Maybe.
Who knows? Anyway, Fred's good at randomly selecting jokes, right, that he finds on the net and all that, and sends to us from time to time. They may not necessarily always be that current.
Right.
This is an example. So this from Fred. Under the email title Comedy Suburbs, he said, just another randomly selected joke. Hillary Clinton went for her annual exam. After the exam, the specialist told her that she was pregnant and in great shape. Hillary couldn't believe the news and stormed out of the office. She rushed to her limo and picked up the phone to call the Oval Office. You got me pregnant. How could you be so careless? There was a silence on the other end. Finally, she hears Bill Clinton's voice. Who is this? Cheers, Fred. Yeah, it's about 20 years late, Fred.
Ah, well.
That joke predates the internet just about, doesn't it?
Pretty much, but anyway, yeah.
If you think you can do better, you can. Email paulieb at punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs, and thank you very much, Fred. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say later on in the show. Meanwhile, Tony, a band we played a couple of weeks ago called Porn Scars, all the way from Berlin. You might remember I told you they sent me a lovely email. And yeah. It wasn't really in keeping with the murder garage punk rock that they were.
Right.
I got such a nice email from them. Anyway, I got this email from them in reply. They obviously listened to the show, and thank you for that, Porn Scars. Hey, Paulie. Thanks a lot for playing us on your show. We are glad you like our stuff. We liked the bit about... Sorry, we liked the bit about Catalonia too. Hey, they're good, Tony. We are going to keep our eyes and ears peeled for the Halloween show. This is in reference to the fact that I said we'll be playing one of their tracks on the Halloween show, which we will. And just because this email is far too nice for a murder garage punk rock band, bombs. There, I said it. Do you see how dangerous we are now? Boz, Porn Scars. Thank you very much, Boz.
Wow.
We just had a nice little exchange with them. I've had quite a bit of email activity from bands and labels recently, and it's been really nice to hear from them, and really nice to hear from you too, Porn Scars Berlin, quite possibly the nicest murder garage punk rock band there's ever been. Yeah. I wonder if we'll hear more from them during the show.
This
is no way of knowing, is there? No. Hey, I've got some news for you, Tane.
Ooh.
First of all, we're about to play two songs in a row, so stay tuned for Nero's Thumb, a band we've never played before. First up, a band we have played before that I've always get very excited when I find out there's a new release from them, and this is a band called Ogunquit. Mm. Ogunquit, you might remember, Tony, is spelt unusually. It's O-H, exclamation mark, Gunquit, G-U-N-Q-U-I-T, one word. It's taken from something a Native American tribe were heard to exclaim when they were sick of people shooting each other. And they said in broken English, oh, gun quit, as in, can you please stop using guns? Right. This resulted in a very small town on the eastern seaboard of the United States. Now, this is in New England. I can't remember exactly whereabouts. Might be Massachusetts. There is now the very small town of Ogunquit, which, as an aside, God, I go into so much detail here, features in one of the Lee Child Jack Reacher books.
All right, yeah.
When he goes through Ogunquit, and I just noticed it. I went, oh, wow, Ogunquit. I knew, as soon as he mentioned it, I thought about the band. The band have a new album out, Tony, and it is absolutely fantastic. It's called, I think it's called Lightning Likes Me. It's out on Dirty Water Records. The Roots have come by Dirty Water Records as well, so it's a good Dirty Water start. They have got a gig on this Saturday in London at What's Cooking, which is Leighton Stone Working Men's Club, I think, or Leighton Stone, it's one of those clubs. Anyway, I've been there before. I saw Le King Automatique there. Brilliant venue. That doesn't matter. This album is great. I strongly recommend that you buy it. We're playing, frankly, a random track off it, because every single one I heard, I liked. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I am also doing this as a dedication.
Okay.
For Jem, who I was talking to earlier this week, and she went, oh, will you do a dedication for me? She went, yes, I will. I'll pick a track I think is suitable. So I've picked this one. What is O'Gunquit's Bandcamp page?
O'Gunquit.bandcamp.com?
Simple as that. And that's without the exclamation mark. It's O-H-G-U-N-Q-U-I-T.bandcamp.com. And this is the frankly magnificent Fireballs.
Than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
Yeah.
you're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band, I'll say a band, that was a recording artist's, a band called Nero's Thumb, Tony, and a track called It Said. Those of you who are fans of 70s and 80s alternative music, and particularly a band called The Cramps, will notice that the vocal in that is Lux Interior singing a version of the 50s wild rock and roll song She Said, hence the title of this being It Said. So a very strange track indeed, which is effectively an instrumental with a sampled voiceover.
Right.
Reminiscent, Tony, of Alien Sex Swing's The Impossible Mission, which I believe was the Enemy single of the week 1 week in 1986. God, I know some hopeless stuff.
Wow.
Anyway, that's Nero's Thumb, track called It Said. It's come from a compilation album, which is a sequel to a compilation album we featured before, Cambridge Calling Volume 2. We did feature earlier this year Cambridge Calling Volume 1. This has come via German Shepherd Records, who I'm not sure what their connection is with Cambridge, but it's meant we've been playing a few bands from Cambridge recently, and Beverly Kills, that we played the other week, are on this compilation as well. The compilation's an absolute mixed bag. There's not a lot that was suitable for funky radio, but it is good. We are playing another track from it later on in the show. I am full of information this week, Tony. Said information. What I want to know is, what is Nero's Thumb's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/ Nero's Thumb?
It is indeed. And Nero's, N-E-R-O-S-T-H-U-M-B. And you know the reference to Nero's Thumb, do you?
Nope.
Well, Nero was like, it was like the emperors when they're watching people killing themselves.
The gladiator stuff, right.
And then when you had the final moment to affect the coup de grace, you look round at him and he didn't put his thumb up to say save him or thumb down and kill him.
Right.
It's that, you know. It's the thumb of destiny, Tony.
Okay.
Anyway, that's Nero's Thumb. On the SoundCloud page, they've got three or four other tracks that aren't dissimilar from that but have vocals. Paulie B and the Internet 1, Tony 2.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
That's right, yeah.
And now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
And just while we're mentioning famous comics, Sean Hughes, RIP.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 51. Sean Hughes died at 51. Those of you outside the UK might not be familiar with Sean Hughes, but he was a big star in the UK and Ireland, particularly in the early to mid-90s. And I've done a few gigs with him down the years. I actually saw him while I was still at university. I went to, Mark Lamar invited me along to a show where he was supporting Sean Hughes at Trent Polly, as it was.
All right, okay.
Then I went out for drinking them afterwards, and then I didn't see Sean again for 20 years. But then in the last few years, I saw him a few times, and we really got on quite well. He's a nice bloke.
He seemed a nice guy.
Yeah.
I remember from Sean's show back in the, whatever,
exactly,
the 90s,
yeah,
or something.
Sean's show, which was a Channel 4 kind of sitcom that deconstructed itself before any others ever had done.
Mm.
He was very much ahead of his time. Anyway, RIP Sean Hughes.
Yeah.
So let's see what you got.
So thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along, leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/ Punky Radio. Do you like the page? Leave us a comment. Do get in touch. So I've got a couple of comments this week.
Really?
Yes. Porn Scars have been in touch.
Have they really?
The lovely band from Berlin. Thanks a lot, guys. We're looking forward to the Halloween show. Yes, I wonder why. It is our best show of the year. I've been mentioning the notes as well the previous couple of weeks. Do tune in for it 2 weeks today.
They are just the nicest murder garage punk band to ever come from Berlin.
Aren't they? Aren't they just? Thanks, Point Scars.
Thank you, Point Scars.
Fred Johnson's been in touch.
Hello, Fred. How are you?
He seems all right. He says,
thanks for the joke.
Goopa Goopa. So I'm finally all caught up with your releases. All I can say about where I am right now is in the deep dark woods in the south-ish of Sweden. You'd never be able to pronounce the name, so why bother?
Well, that's taking a lot of fun out of that straight away.
Ain't it just? I'm not going to be able to give you a top five songs because most of the music hasn't found my fancy all that much. The only band that I sort of listen to, thanks to Punky, is Lilith and the Night. Punk isn't really my thing. Of which is what you play most, of course it is, sorry. But what I can do is try and send a joke and a gig guide, but no promises. Cheers.
do you know, I did reply. You don't have to read out my reply to it, Tony, but I did reply saying, you must be the only person who listens to the show for the chat.
Yes. Unbelievable.
It's quite touching, really. Yeah. If you only listen to this show for the chat, email Paulie B at punkyradio.com explaining why you're not into the music. Because I love the music. But anyway,
and we've been saying off here for the past few weeks how good the music's been lately.
Mm.
And nice comment to get, Fred. Thanks for that. But hey, thanks for listening.
Does mean that we can add Lilith and the Knight to a possible Punky Radio best of. Although, frankly, they wouldn't have been on my list. Right. But that's the beauty of music, mate.
We play so much, I cannot remember.
So, is that it?
So, yes, that's it. That's all I have.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Now, we're going to play some more of that stuff for young people now, Tony.
All right.
UK pop punk band who are, I think at the moment actually, taking place or just about to take part in the Fireball tour of the UK, which Fireball is the... Actually, look, this isn't an advert, but it's a really good spirit. It's a really good shot. Have you ever had it? It's like a hot sort of cinnamony whiskey sort of thing.
Probably not. Something similar, but what was it called? It was red. Aftershock.
No, it's not like Aftershock.
No, okay.
It's not like Aftershock.
Okay.
And I've fallen foul of Fireball. There's a lot of F's there. In Oslo, when I didn't realise it was 12 quid a shot.
Yeah,
oops. Okay. I think I bought four. that's a quick way to lose 50 quid. Excuse me. So, yes, and they're on the Fireball tour right now with... Real Big Fish and Mad Caddies, it's that sort of thing. So it's a good tour. Yeah. Anyway, they've got a new, I don't know, is it a new album? I think they might have a new album out, but anyway, this is certainly a new single, a new track from it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the band called Sweet Little Machine. What is Sweet Little Machine's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/ Sweet Little Machine.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie Beans Net 1, and this is the delightfully anthemic Monsters.
Lost my soul, but I'm searching. 'Cause heaven ain't close by, it's catching up fast. Hands upon the wall, 'cause you're right. The way you planned it, I would fall. Take the stands, have the stands. Take a minute of life to keep living. I'm on the streets that the world aligns. I'm on fire, losing my mind.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Sweet Little Machine, Monsters. As I say, delightfully anthemic. I wonder if that'll end up as a quote.
Ah.
I doubt it. Hey, mate, did you do anything last week?
I don't think I did. No.
Right.
No, what did you go to?
Well, last Saturday, Tony, I flew to Oslo to do my show at Horgan's. I'd like to thank to everyone that came along to that show. It was absolutely brilliant. And it was so busy that we ended up opening up a second room downstairs so we could run two shows at the same time, which sounded like a great idea, but did involve me running up and downstairs all night as I introduced one act upstairs, then went downstairs and introduced an act downstairs, then ran back upstairs ready for the first act to come off stage, then I announced a break, then I went downstairs where I brought that act off stage, and then I announced a break, then I ran back upstairs where I started the second half, put the second act on, then I ran back downstairs, started the second half down there, put the second act on, then I ran back upstairs, say thanks very much for coming along, please don't go downstairs, I wasn't finished yet, then I ran back downstairs, when that act was finished, say thanks very much for coming along, feel free to go upstairs and let's all have a drink together, and it was a great big few.
Wow.
But I did it.
Good.
On the way, Tony, on the way there, I don't know whether you remember, but the last time I was there, some bloke sat down next to me with a screaming baby.
On the flight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This time round, the screaming baby, which was 3 months old, was one row behind me and screamed for the whole bit. Except when I looked round, it stopped screaming. I'm so surprised I looked round and saw the reason it stopped screaming was because its mum was breastfeeding it. Ah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it turned out it was all right. Me too. But
excellent.
Anyway, the gig was brilliant. Thanks to everyone that came along. And well done to Jonathan Elston and David Sonos for being so brilliant. I had a really good laugh afterwards. Hello to Darren, who looked after me very well. And at present, I stayed in his flat. And at present, he has someone staying with him called Enrique, who has a lovely dog, a muscular dog, that did nothing to offend me sexually in any way at all.
Excellent.
I very nearly wrote Me Too on Facebook this week because of that. But anyway, that's another thing. Then last night, Tony, I couldn't be bothered to cook.
Okay.
So I went on my Just Eat app and I ordered a curry from a curry house about half a mile from me called Vindaloo. Right. Now, the thing about Vindaloo, I know I wanted a hot curry.
Hmm.
The thing is, in Nottingham, I don't know if you've noticed, but we don't, in this area, Vindaloo isn't like the hottest curry you get. You know, normally Vindaloo and Farl are the hottest ones, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, down here, Vindaloo tends to be medium. Have you noticed that?
I have, yeah. I had a Vindaloo from something local around here, and it was hot. Not, it wasn't really hot, it was just, yeah slightly hot.
They're very nice, actually. Mm. But I didn't order a Vindaloo. I wanted something hotter.
Okay.
And their top two choices were Ceylon, which I have had before in a curry house called Satna in Nottingham many years ago, which blew my socks off. And the second strongest one, second hottest one, was a Punjabi, Tony.
Right.
Which was very aromatic, very flavoured, and very delicious, and extremely hot.
Right.
I worried about it. I worried about what it would do to me the next day. And I can only think that the curry house Vindaloo on Radford Road in Nottingham must have magical qualities.
Okay.
Because I have not had a curry poo.
Oh.
Despite the fact this thing was really, really hot, I have not had a curry poo, Tony.
Okay.
That's good, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, it is good, Tony, man. I didn't have a curry poo.
How long ago was it?
It was last night.
Oh, it could have just been waiting.
Nah, it's not, mate. It would have come through by now, trust me. I'm regular.
Okay.
Speaking of poo, Forest. That's all I want to say.
Oh,
right.
Dear. Yeah.
Let's play something from the vault, shall we?
Sure.
Right, what happened to Forrest last weekend leads to me picking this track this week. A band called the Tick Turds, Tony, Colchester anarcho punks with a sense of humour. And quite interestingly on their page, they link the things that make the band what they are, and they list a load of things that are punk and rock and hardcore and all that. But the last one says pathos.
Right, okay.
So they understand me. This goes back to 2014. Tony, what I want to know is what is the Tick Turds Facebook page.
Facebook.com/ The Tick Turds.
It is. It's Tony. Tick Turds is TickTurds. It's Tony Four, Paulie Beans Net One. This is Mr. Angry. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Tick Turds and a track called Mr. Angry. As I say, go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/TheTickTurds. You can find out more about them. Right there. We haven't played that track before, but the band are from The Vaults, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It does. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
Yep, another week, more gigs. If you do have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they... No, not the twat's name, gig. Band's name, where are they playing? How much is it to watch them play? Two gigs this week.
Oh, just before you get going, Tony, did you get a link from me from the Church of Punk?
I did not.
No. All right, that's because I clearly forgot to send it. The Church of Punk are doing a very useful gig guide on their Facebook page. Facebook.com/Church of Punk, I think.
Okay. But
you do get a roundup of a load of punk gigs that are going on in the UK right now. Might be worth having a look at some point.
I was considering, as I was cooking dinner before, I had fajitas. It was nice. I was considering if we should do like... Because I generally only do one gig a week anyway. I wonder if I should make it the punky gig of the week and share it on our Facebook page.
I think that's a very good idea, Tony, if you can be bothered.
That's a good point. I had the thought, but then I had to cook. So
if you can be bothered, do it, I would say, though.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Anyway.
Oh, it's an excellent idea, Tony.
On air.
You're an excellent man.
Done.
Our Facebook page is also very, very close to 1,000 now. I think we're on 989.
Oh, it's been hovering, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you haven't liked the page yet, please do. We'd like to break 1,000.
Yeah, please do.
It's only been 12 years.
So, two gigs. Fred's been in touch.
Hello, Fred. Fancy that.
Hello. He says, hey, Tony, I have a tip for the gig guide. A metal night out. The lineup is Shitog, Frantic Amber, and the Black Magic Fools.
Right.
That's this Saturday, the 21st, at the Musikens Hus, or house, I guess that is, the Musikens Hus in Gutenberg.
You're fantastic.
Thank you. Tickets are 150 kroner, which is about 12 or 13 pounds.
Right.
And that's from Fred.
Well, Fred, if you're in Gutenberg and you like a bit of metal, the Musikens Hus is the place for you. Sounds Scottish when we say it, doesn't it?
Musikens Hus? Yes.
Is the place for you.
And I've got another gig. It's a bit more local for us.
Right.
This Friday, it's another one of these, I'd like to think, alcohol-inspired reunion gigs from back in the day. This Friday night, at the Bowl in Mansfield, Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle.
Oh, brilliant.
I'll come back for one gig only, with support by 0.0. It's always free at the Bowl. So if you are in the Mansfield area, do check it out. Highly recommended. They are a great band.
Tony, would you be likely to go to that?
I'm tempted, but I might bump into ex-tenants that I don't really want to see ever again in my life ever.
Oh, that's
so
a fair point. Well, would it help if you had someone with you? Because I'm free on Friday.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't want to bump into people and have it a bit awkward. It's a shame, though, because I would have liked to have gone. I don't know. I might think about it.
Might Tony, the thing about drugs is...
Yeah. It's going to be a good night. As well,
it will be great, and I am free on Friday, so if you fancy going, we could go.
Okay,
all right,
I might go, but yes, that's it for gigs.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Now, remind me in the next bit to talk about the sky.
Yes, okay,
all right. It's time for another song, though, right now. This is a band we've never played before called Clammer. K-L-A-M-M-E-R. Clammer, as in Franz Clammer, who I believe was a skier.
Right.
Can't remember whether it was a ski jumper or downhiller. I think it might have been a downhiller. Anyway, not as in Clammer, as in everyone's clamoring to get something. It's Clammer, the other Clammer. It's K-L-A-M-M-E-R. And they are a Leeds post-punk band, Tony.
Okay.
With a dark edge. Let's see what you think of this. First up, what is Clammer's website?
Clammer.co.uk?
It is! Tony, it's an unassailable lead. It's Tony 5, Bully Internet 1. Everything depends upon the king.
This planet
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Clamour. Everything depends upon the king. And I say a little bit of Leeds post-punk there for you. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
Well, funny enough, I am going up to Leeds tomorrow. Just
are
for
you?
Just for a day out shopping. I've got a... Steph wants to buy a few things. There's a horse shop, a supermarket shop thing up there. So we're going up there for the day. Just a bit shopping.
Did you say there's a horse?
A horse supermarket-y thing, whatever you call it. An equestrian supplies
right.
shop somewhere in that area. So we're going to go up for the day. Bit of shopping.
What am I missing out on here, Tony? Why does she need equestrian supplies?
It's a bit personal. No,
well,
because
it is, yeah.
she's sort of horse riding.
Has she really? Excellent.
So there's a few bits and pieces.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So where am I going up?
Has she got a job yet?
Yes.
Oh, jobbers.
And a whip.
Oh, Tony.
So that's what I'm doing tomorrow.
But, I bet you are.
What are you up to?
Well, thanks for that. Maybe you'll bump into Clamour.
Maybe.
Who knows?
What are you up to?
Well, the only thing I might be doing, Tony, is this Friday I might go and see this band in Mansfield
right.
called Flying on a Rocket Cycle.
It's looking likely.
Oh, that nothing. It's about time I had a quiet week. Yeah. Now, should we just mention the sky?
Yes, sure.
So, we've just had a storm, right? It never really got here, did it?
Nah.
It got windy, but it was the former Hurricane Ophelia had become super strong Storm Ophelia, and it hit the Republic of Ireland and then went up the coast kind of thing and went round us, didn't it? It went sort of to the north of England and Scotland, and it caused an amount of damage, all that. But the weird thing was, and this is not the first time I've seen this happen, was that before the storm gets there, weird stuff happens. It's the classic calm before the storm. And I was outside the warehouse that I do some shifts in each week, and I thought, oh, that's weird. And the sun was bright red, and the sky was kind of hazy and different colour. I went, oh, this reminds me of when I was on the edge of a hurricane just before, and you don't need to know why, but just before the hurricane hit, all the dust just lifted off the ground. It was really weird, and everything went very quiet and still and weird, and the birds stopped singing. I thought, oh, this is foreboding.
Yeah.
And I got undercover, Tone.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, the same thing happened this time.
Yeah, it was really odd. Really odd.
It was odd. Turns out it was to do with dust and sand from the Sahara that was going over, and then some fires. But I did make a Facebook post about it, not realising that it was saying like that all over the country, and half the people in England were doing Facebook posts about it. But it's amazing how many people took my post at face value, as if I really didn't know there was a storm coming.
Yeah.
So I had to leave a comment on my own post, putting it to bed, saying, I'm just going to have to start putting just kidding or something after everything I post, because you guys are taking everything way too seriously, which I think is a problem with social media now, that it's stopped being a place that's fun and started being a place that's rather earnest.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I certainly don't enjoy it as much as I used to.
No, I post very little these days. It's better just to be out of it. I don't even know if the young folk are as prevalent on it, but then again, I don't have many young folk friends.
I don't think they are. I think it's just a load of old people going, nah, 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 every day about something or other.
It's just arguing over the fence. with really people is, yeah. very far away from you.
It really is. Should we play two songs in a row?
Let's do that.
All right. Stay tuned for a band we never played before called Mean Motor Scooter. But before that, a band we never played before called For the Hornets, Tony.
Hmm.
And For the Hornets are a Cambridge general angst band who did play at Ballstock a few weeks ago, which is a free festival that I have attended on several occasions. And it's another track from the Cambridge Calling Volume 2, which is out right now. You can find out more about it by going to their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/For the Hornets.
It is. It's Tony 6, Paulie being step 1, I believe.
Some locked in the closet with empowerment of the main. Downfall of the boogeyman with hatred they will feed. I believe. Reading from their book, they don't know what it says. Spouting all the hatred and the glory of the fate. They will line their prison cells and dig their shallow graves.
Come on.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mean Motor Scooter and a track called Brain Hole, which is from their new album. Never heard of the band before. They're relatively new. They are a Fort Worth surf punk band, my friends, as in the other side of Dallas. So there's Dallas, Fort Worth, kind of. It's a bit like Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's like two cities next to each other.
Okay.
And Fort Worth, as a rule, is the more country and western of the two.
Right.
But it's clearly got Mean Motor Scooter in it, or Fort Worth Surf Punk, as I just discussed. And that is a track off their frankly great new album that's out now. That might be from Dirty Water Records as well, you know. I can't remember now. That's bad of me, isn't it? Anyway, Tony, what is Mean Motor Scooter's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Mean Motor Scooter.
Facebook.com/Mean Motor Scooter Music.
Ah.
Poorly internet too, Tony Six. And Mean Motor Scooter, I think, is a reference to From Dusk Till Dawn.
Right.
When Harvey Keitel's character doesn't want to say that he's a mean MF and he calls himself a mean motor scooter.
Right, like okay. Yeah.
Do you remember that bit?
In the bar, isn't it? Towards the end. Yeah.
I think it might be something to do with that. I might be off the mark. I might just be making things up there, but I think that's it. Anyway, okay. I'm full of references this week.
Really are.
I said references. Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear.
It's the one thing I've
read. I'm sorry to be coughing a bit during this. Should explain. I've just moved from tea to red wine and spring water. And the combination of red wine and spring water, which is both tasty and refreshing, and just gets you a little bit relaxed, whilst at the same time rehydrating you.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us about your twat then.
So yeah, if you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyvg.com. All I need is any of the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. I do need your twat. I can't do them without you. We do like doing it. So if you can email me twats, all received with thanks. Everyone replied to in person. Just get an email to me if you can.
That's the point, actually, because you do reply, don't you? I don't normally reply to emails unless there's an absolute reason to. But you do. If someone sends you one in, you do reply.
Yeah.
That's nice. You're a nice man, Tony.
If they take the time to email me, I will take the time to respond. Unless they're being an arsehole, in which case I will block them. But they don't get many of them.
Yeah, you're a nice man with a girlfriend with a whip.
Yeah.
It's just, your life just gets better and better, Tony. It really does.
Two whips, really.
Anyway, you got any plans? What might you do instead, then? Any ideas? Anything that you can perhaps
I finally got around to watching Spider-Man.
Which one?
The new one.
Right.
With your friend's dad, your friend's son in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
His son, Tom, is the Spider-Man, isn't he?
Yeah, really good.
Is it? Good.
Yep. Yeah, surprisingly so. Even Steph enjoyed it, and she's not a big superhero fan. But
right, well, thanks to that film, my mate Dominic did very well at the Edinburgh Fringe this year, because he did a show called I'm Spider-Man's Dad. So he's now living off his son.
Good.
And he was sold out every day. He's packed.
Brilliant.
He's packed every day. It's brilliant. It's a tough call for Dom, because he's like, he has a certain amount of exposure himself. He's been on TV a lot. He's a very, very good comic, and he's been doing things for years, and he's just got this son who's just doing brilliantly well. So on the one hand, he's really proud of him, but on the other hand, it becomes apparent very quickly that he's jealous as fuck. It's really funny. Anyway,
all right.
So it's good, Phil.
It's really good, Jeff. Yeah, if you do get a chance to watch it, do watch it.
You've seen Spider-Man, I know his dad. That's pretty much our life, isn't it, right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. But yeah, that's all I have, really. It's not a lot there.
Did you ever watch a show called Last Man on Earth?
No, I heard about it. Right. It was supposed to be good.
Because it was like 2 years ago or something. I just found it on a channel in the UK called Dave, and I'm watching it. I'm catching up with it, basically. I'm watching it every night, and I'm really, really enjoying it. Some of it's a bit cringeworthy, but the problem is the lead character, Phil, just reminds me of me.
All right.
And he's a horror. Like, he's a terrible man. And I watched it go, oh, God, that's me. But I am enjoying it. I know that people listening will probably know all about it, and if watched it, it's probably finished by now, but I've just started watching it now. Anyway, I am enjoying it a lot.
Have you? I know we've mentioned it before, but have you not tried Rick and Morty? Have you not caught one episode?
No, I haven't. I've never got it.
Okay. I think you would get on with it. Again, I think Rick does remind me a little bit of yourself as well.
Oh, thanks, mate. That is not good news. Most of the characters on TV or in movies that remind people of me tend to be utterly dreadful people. So it doesn't bode. It's a bit late for makeover, mate. I'm 47. Let's get off this subject of me being dreadful and play one last track this week, shall we?
All right. Yep.
All right. So, band called Matilda Scoundrels. We played them on the show several times before. They've got a new album, a newish album out via TNS Records, who are already advertising Manchester Punk Festival next year, next April 21st, 22nd, I think. And it's got a brilliant lineup again with Propaganda, the main band, on, but they've also got Wonk Unit and the Svetlanas are playing.
Okay.
It's just looking great. So hopefully they'll have one of their first compilations for us to fix it before long. And just before I go any further, Tony, you know how last year we played a lot of music from a new Cherry Red release called Action Time Vision?
Yeah.
They're bringing out, that was the punk for, how many CDs was it? I can't remember how many
11?
CDs.
13, something like
that? No, there weren't that many CDs. There was about 130 tracks on it or something, but off 5 or 6 CDs.
Oh, right, okay.
They're bringing out a new one this year, which is post-punk.
Okay.
And it looks brilliant. And we're getting hold of it, or at least we're getting hold of it electronically. They don't seem to have many advanced copies for me to go. I would really like a copy. It looks, but anyway, point is, we'll be featuring that before long as well. So those of you that enjoyed Action Time Vision are in for a real treat. Anyway, Matilda Scoundrels have a new album out. I'm describing them as South Coast folky agro punk, Tony.
Right.
You've got to describe them as something. Hmm. What I know is, what is Matilda's Scoundrels website?
Matildascoundrels.com?
Matildas-scoundrels.com. Paul Binsnet 3, Tony 6. Tony? Bow to the power. That's about the size of it for this week. Thanks very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the music and the chat, Fred. Tony, maybe you could mention the online stations that still carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, that's PODUNKRadio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, that's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA.SE.
Two fabulous stations, we're as behind them as they are us. Make sure you give them a listen if you get the chance to. There's been a lot of information this week. And a lot of requests for you to get in touch with us. We do like hearing from you, so please do get in touch with us via the various platforms you can do. Look at me acting like I know what I'm talking about. Oh. Hey, maybe we'll see some of you in Mansfield on Friday.
Maybe.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Harpoon, harpoon.
But you can't. But you can't.